back into Sports Nuts. Colin Yee with you here on Z92, Z92Online.com. Had a great conversation with Sean Gallagher. He's, it's great to be able to pick the brain of the voice of the Boomers, know so much about that team and follows them so closely. We wish the Boomers here the best of luck. And if you're out there, if you're in Tulsa, boy, thank you so much for going out there and supporting your girls. And then, of course, if you're back here, you can listen to it on Z92. It's going to be fun. That'll be at 8:30. Again, if they win, they move on to the state semifinals. Well, let's dive into Big 12 basketball. And, you know, for fans around here, Oklahoma State or Oklahoma, it's one or the other. And I've come to know that now being and living here for a couple of months. You better be wearing orange or you better be wearing that Sooner red. But yesterday, Oklahoma State dominated Oklahoma. And here's the thing. I mean, it was a domination, and it's not like Oklahoma State played great basketball. In fact, it was a lousy basketball game. Both of these teams did not come out with their best. They turned the ball over a lot. I mean, you look at Oklahoma State, they turned the ball over 17 times. Usually when you do that, you're not going to win the basketball game. They shot under 40%, and yet they still won by 11. The question is now, where does that put OU in the discussion for the big dance, for the tournament? Because this whole year, and it's funny because Stephen McTeer, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he called it. I mean, he was saying, hey, let me tell you guys something. I have the hottest of hot takes. We're going to have to go back and get that tape. But he said, OU, they're not making it. And they're in such a slide, such a skid. They are not going to make it into March. And I said, you are crazy, Steve. You're out of your mind. You know, they're going to be okay. They have the best player in the nation. It's not looking like that anymore. And I have to admit, I bought into the Trae Young deal. And he's a great player. The thing is the guys that surround him, they're not great. They're not great basketball players. It's a rough squad around him. I mean, yesterday you saw many, many missed opportunities on fast breaks. Trae Young kicks it ahead. Guys weren't able to finish layups. Wide open layups that guys couldn't finish. These are 6'7 to 6'11 guys not able to finish that. That's inexcusable. You know, from 3-point range, they shot 33%. That's not great. And Trae Young made 5 of your 9 threes. You're not going to get it done that way. Taking a look at bracketology, Joe Lunardi, and I'm not always the biggest fan of Joe Lunardi because I always think his standings or his ratings are out of sync, out of touch. But here's the thing. He's right most of the time. He's an expert. Right now, he has Oklahoma in the last four. So they're still in the tournament. That boggles my mind. I can't wrap my mind around that Oklahoma, 18 and 13 this year. I understand the strength of schedule. I understand their quadrant one wins, but they were horrible in conference play. They were just bad. I mean, 8-10 in conference play. Then you had the loss yesterday to Oklahoma State. Down the stretch, they lost a bunch. They don't look like a tournament team anymore. And instead, they're ahead of Oklahoma State. If it were up to me, if I were on the committee, I'm putting the Cowboys right over OU. And this is coming from someone who has no bias at all, that is from California, that doesn't care whether one of these teams are in, both of these teams are in, or none of these teams are in. But if you're going to have a team in the tournament come Sunday, it has to be the Oklahoma State Cowboys. This is a team that swept Kansas. I mean, they beat them in Lawrence. This is a team that went to West Virginia, went to Morgantown, one of the tougher places to play in the Big Ten, in the Big 12. They beat them. This is a team that beat Oklahoma twice this year. I mean, their resume says it all. And again, I know non-conference wins have been so important. They've been, you know, vital, especially early on. And Oklahoma State did not have the greatest strength of schedule. I mean, the one tough team they really played was Wichita State. They lost that game. Other than that, it was a bunch of cupcakes. You know, they did beat Florida State, and Florida State, while not an elite team, is a team that's probably going to find themselves in the tournament. So you had one good non-conference win. That's the difference right now. Because OU, on the other hand, they beat USC, you know, and they beat Wichita State. They were able to get a couple more big non-conference wins, and I guess that's the reason why. But again, if I'm on the committee, as of now, Oklahoma's out and Oklahoma State is in. That's just my two cents. Now, right now, again, the Big 12, I mean, they have a lot of schools in. They have more schools than they should probably have. They have 8 schools in the tournament right now, so only Oklahoma State and Iowa State are out. I don't think it gets more than 8. So it'll be interesting to see who sneaks in. Is it going to be Oklahoma? Is it going to be Oklahoma State? Are they both going to be out? I think both teams are going to be sweating as Sunday comes, because right now they had the fate of the tournament in their hands. All they had to do was win a couple games. Both of them lost relatively early, and now they have to sit and sweat it out. Texas Tech taking on Texas tonight. That'll be on ESPN. That'll be at 7:00. And then West Virginia takes on Baylor at 9:00. The winners of Texas Tech versus Texas, they'll play against the winner of West Virginia and Baylor tomorrow at 9:00 in the semifinal matchup. And the other semifinal matchup, boy, that's going to be a good one. Kansas State versus Kansas. That Kansas State TCU game today was phenomenal. I mean, both teams going back and forth went into overtime, and Kansas State just pulls it out. When TCU at the end of regulation hit a 3 to tie things up, it looked like, I don't know, it looked pretty bad for Kansas State, but they came back, won that. Right now, Kansas State still in the mix. They were 9th, and they're probably going to move up. TCU also in that bracketology mix. Both of them will probably move on into the tournament. So a good year for the Big 12. But again, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, what to do? Tick tock, tick tock. The time keeps running down. And the nerves, oh boy, the nerves. I know Trey Young talked about it. I mean, he was honest and he said, hey, you know, we had one of the tougher schedules in the country, especially down the stretch and especially in the Big 12 tournament. I mean, in terms of strength of schedule, they ranked 3rd. North Carolina was 1st. Texas was 2nd. So they did. I mean, he's right. It sounds like an excuse from Trey, but he's right. They had one of the tougher schedules. It's still, I don't think it's good enough. 18-13 is not good enough. You have to commend, though, Trey Young on the season that he had. If this is the last game that we see Trey Young in, or if yesterday was the last game we saw Trey Young, you know, the guy averaged 28-9. I mean, that's phenomenal. You're going to be the first guard to ever lead both in points and assists in college basketball. He's going to do that. I mean, closing out the year, there's no one really that's going to touch him for that record. You have to step back and admire it. I know OU fans are probably frustrated because down the stretch, Trey struggled a little bit. But this kid is such a special talent. And I'm telling you something. In the NBA, he is going to be a great basketball player. I mean, the NBA fits him well. Again, teammates are going to finish those layups that he gets them. It's going to be different for him in the NBA. And I think he's going to leave no matter what. No matter what, Young is gone. But if you're an OU fan, you know, treasure the time you had watching this kid play basketball. Norman North, right here in Oklahoma, went straight to the hometown school in the Sooners, and we'll see where he ends up in the NBA again. Not counting them out yet, because I think there's that factor where, oh, we want to get Oklahoma in. Why? We want ratings, because they have Trey Young. People are going to watch Trey Young no matter what. But again, I just don't see it. I just don't think they deserve to be in. Well, we'll take a quick break, be back, and we'll talk a little Thunder. That's right. The Thunder on a little 2-game skid right now. They're looking to get back on track. They're playing the Suns tonight. So we'll talk about them, talk about their chances. Do they have any chance to compete here down the stretch? Because Golden State and Houston just look so good right now. You're listening to Sports Nuts on Z92 and Z92Online.com.